December 18, 1938. God does not give if the creature does not want to receive. Painful conditions when one doesn't live in the divine volition. The depository of the whole creation. Divine food, love. Conditions of God when creatures don't live in the divine volition. How they degenerate from His image. I am always in the arms of the divine volition that makes me aware of everything, telling me, I have done everything for you, but I want you to recognize the excesses of my love. While my mind was wandering around, my always adorable Jesus, who always wants to be the first narrator of the fiat and of its works, all goodness told me, my blessed daughter, to make known all that we have done for the creatures is already for us the return for what we have done. But who can we let know? The one who lives in our will, because our will gives the capacity to understand us, the hearing to listen. It transforms the human will so that it wills what we want. We never give if the creature doesn't want to receive and doesn't know what we want to give. See then, in what painful conditions they leave us by not living in our will. They turn us into the mute God. We cannot make known how much we love them and how much they should love us. One can say that the communications between heaven and earth remain severed. You must know that everything was created as a gift for the creatures. We made each created thing as the bearer of the gift and of the love that we placed inside that gift. Do you know why? Because the creature had nothing to give to us. And we loved her with great love and wanted her to have something to give us. If there's nothing to give, the correspondence ends, friendship is broken, love dies. So we provided the creature with many of our gifts, as if they were her own, so that she could have something to give us. Therefore we make of the one who lives in our will the depository of the whole of creation. Oh! What a joy, what happiness for us, when we see her using our gifts to love us and say, see how much I love you. I give you the sun to love you, and I love you with the same love with which you loved me in the sun. I give you the homage and the adoration of its light, the variety of its effects to love you, its continuous act of light, to spread myself everywhere and put my I love you in everything touched by its light. Then, do you know what happens? We see the light of the sun, all its effects, and all the places where that light penetrates, all studded with the I love you, the adoration, the tributes of the creature. And there is even more, the sun carries in triumph the love of the creator and of the creature, so we feel united within it, with one single will and one single heart. And if the creature feels she wants to love us more, bravely she says, see how much I love you, but it's not enough, I want to love you more. So I enter into its inaccessible, immense, eternal light that never ends. From within that light I want to love you with your eternal love. You cannot comprehend our joy in seeing that she loves us not only in our gifts, but also in ourselves. Conquered by her love, we redouble the gift in return, and abandon ourselves to her to be loved not only in the way in which we love our works, but in the way we love within ourselves. All this, to love her. In this way she uses all created things to make for us new surprises of love in return for our gifts, to maintain the correspondence and to continuously say that she loves us. And we, who do not know how to receive without giving, redouble our gifts. But the greatest gift is when we see her carried in the arms of our will. We feel so much attracted that we can't remain without speaking about our Supreme Being. Giving her an additional knowledge of what we are is the greatest gift we can give. It surpasses the whole creation. To know our works is a gift, but making our very self known is giving our own life. It is admitting her to our secrets. It is the Creator trusting the creature. To live in our will and be loved is everything for us. More so, since the love for ourselves forms our continuous food. Because His Son loves, my Heavenly Father generates unceasingly, and by generating me, He forms the food with which we feed ourselves. I am His Son and I love with His same love, and the Holy Spirit proceeds. With this we form more food to feed ourselves. If we created the creation, it is because we love. And if we sustain it with our creative and preserving act, it is because we love. This love serves as our food. If we want the creature to know us in our works and in ourselves, it is because we want to be loved, and we use this love to feed ourselves. We never despise love. Love is love. It is ours. The hunger of our love is satisfied only by being loved. We want heaven, earth and creatures to be nothing other than love for us. And if all is not love, pain enters, causing in us the delirium of loving without being loved. Our will is our life, love is the food. See, the high, noble and sublime point at which we want the creature, we want to form in her the life of our will. It will convert all things, circumstances, crosses, even the air she breathes, into love. Feeding her in order to say, the life of our will is yours and ours. We eat the same food through this, we see the creature growing in our image and likeness. These are the true joys in our creation, being able to say to our children, we look alike. And what wouldn't the joy of the creature be, in saying, I look like my heavenly Father. This is why I want the creatures to live in my will. I want my children to look like me. If these children do not come back in my will, we find ourselves in the condition of a poor father who is nobile, so full of knowledge as to be able to give lessons to all, rich and filled with goodness and rare beauty. But his children don't look like him at all. They have degenerated from the nobility of their father. They are so poor, moronic, ugly, and filthy as to be disgusting. The poor father feels dishonored by his children. He even looks at them and almost doesn't recognize them, seeing them blind, crippled and sick. They don't even recognize their father. These children are the pain of their own father. The same happens to us. Those who don't live in our will dishonor us and become our pain. How can they look like us if our will is not their own? Our will feeds our children with our own food, that forms our sanctity in them as they eat it. They are embellished with our beauty, acquire and great knowledge of their father. Our fiat speaks through its light and tells them many things about their father, until they fall in love with him to the extent that they just cannot be without him. This makes them look like the father. Daughter, without my will there is no one who can feed it, understand it, form it, or grow it, as can children who look like us. Instead, they leave our house, and do not know what we do, what we are, how much we love them, or what they need to do to be like us. Therefore, our image is far away from them. How can we ever look alike, if they do not know us, and if nobody talks to them about our divine being?